Aviation Quest is C101, wind 270 degrees, 10 knots, runway 27 left, cleared for takeoff.
Aviation Quest CC101, cleared for takeoff, 27 left. V1, rotate. Positive climb.
Aviation Quest CC. Stories from above. The views shared in this podcast are personal and for informational purposes only. They do not reflect any employer or aviation authority, and nothing discussed here should be considered flight training or regulatory guidance. Please always refer to official sources. This episode may also contain product placements. For further information, visit our website aviation-quest.cc.
Well, it is the 29th of July 2025, 1300 Zulu time. And my name is Jürgen Reis. I am one of the hosts of a brand new podcast called Aviation Quest CC. And this is a premiere episode. It's a great thing. And the other host, so I just said I am one of the two hosts. The other host is on the other side. Stefan, welcome to our podcast project.
Hello,
here.
Hi, Jürgen. How are you today?
Yeah, it's a little bit exciting. I mean, it's not my first podcast. Some listeners will know my voice anyway from other podcasts. So, PowerQuest CC, as an example, is for sure the biggest one. But the premiere episode, it don't happen every day. And I mean, yeah. What's your feeling about this? We had a lot of talks throughout the last weeks, and I think we have great, great plans, or also, yeah, great topics, which will be covered within, hopefully, the next months and years. Let's see where this journey leads us.
Yeah, I think in terms of preparation, I do think we did quite a lot, I can say. We really spend a lot of time discussing, thinking, you know, how would you do this? How do you package certain topics? So I do hope that when people listen, they can tell that we're not just, you know, making it up as we go along, but that we actually thought about this and try to approach certain topics carefully and methodically and all that stuff. So yeah, I feel good about it. I'm very excited. I have no idea about the world of podcasting. I've never ever ventured into this, so this is all new to me. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I really hope that our discussions and our topics will add something. And we'll, you know, make people want to listen to us and maybe come back for more.
Even though you never did a podcast, Stefan, your voice may sound quite familiar to some of the listeners now, because you are running a quite popular YouTube channel. And yeah, just to stay on this topic, we are an audio cast, but with a YouTube channel. But first, you know, one thing after the other. First, your YouTube channel, I was just mentioning, and then the Aviation Quest YouTube channel. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about this? Because it's, I think, quite a unique thing.
Yes, so I run a YouTube channel called FS Clips. FS Clips is actually a very old channel. I just got a notification from YouTube. My channel is 19 years old. It's one of the longest running channels, apparently, on YouTube. I was very early on when YouTube was still a small thing. So next year, my channel will be 20 years old, which is incredible. Anyway, so FS Clips, I started off just making videos about flight simulation. Very simple at the beginning. If you look back, they're quite crude, but I left them on as a memento. It has had almost 1.5 million views so far, the channel. But I sort of reinvented the channel end of last year, so end of 2024, because I decided I spend a lot of time in flight simulator, you know, learning a lot of things. I learned how to fly different aircraft, and there were a lot of people that were super supportive. They gave me a lot of information, that they would send me PDF files for me to read. And now that I'm flying airliners for a living, I felt that it'd be nice to give back to the community. So end of 2024, I decided that FS Clips would become a channel where we discuss procedures, technical details of aircraft, where we do tutorials, where I explain stuff. I ask people always, you know, if you have any questions, please put them in the comments. And I have a huge collections of questions. You know, people want to know all sorts of things. I've gathered them all up, and that's my list of videos that I'm working my way through right now. It's doing pretty well. It has added, I think, an additional 5,000 subscribers. And I can see from the, you know, from the background information that you get on YouTube, almost all of them are only interested in those tutorials and background information. So I think there is a hunger for that kind of thing. And people seem to appreciate that if they ask a question, a few weeks later, there will be a whole video about that question. So that's why FS Clips is. We decided that, because I think YouTube is a very good way of communicating in both ways. People can leave comments, people can ask questions, that we would also create a YouTube channel. We discussed at length how we would do this, so it's not too boring, because it's an audio cast. We decided against showing you our faces. Maybe that's a good thing. Instead, what we decided to do is we will show you a full flight in Flight Simulator from A to B. So in case you are interested, today's flight is LX2156 from Zurich to Palma de Mallorca, operated by an A320. And you can see me struggling with Flight Simulator a little bit. So every podcast, you will be able to listen to us. At the same time, you'll be watching a flight. There'll be different flights from different parts of the world with different aircraft to keep it interesting. So that's the YouTube side of things. Yeah.
So the name of the YouTube channel of our podcast is Aviation Quest.
Exactly, yes. Aviation Quest. You will find it on YouTube. Yeah, I will put a link on my personal FS Clips site as well, so you should be able to find it.
Certainly, we have a homepage, and also there everything is linked. And Stefan, I think you already built a bridge to something we wanted also to mention. Please write us when you think after this episode you'd be a great interview partner, or you know somebody in the aviation industry who would fit into this audio cast as a guest. We want interviews also Stefan is absolutely a professional, we just heard, but we want interviews with professionals from all the corners of the aviation. So cockpit, ATC, certainly flight instructors, but maybe also maintenance, cabin crew, whatever. Stefan, I think I missed a lot of things. Also, certainly the flight simulation community, and maybe even RC flying. And we want this channel. Yeah, we will start maybe out with a few interviews with the both of us. But afterwards, our goal is to get real, also other professionals. But Stefan, I think, your YouTube channel as well, or the notification function there, or the messenger there, as well as our email address, it's aviation@aviation-quest.cc are the places to go to or to write us.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one thing to say about this. We decided early on that you and I could be talking about different topics, but after a while, I think it gets a bit boring, you know, it's just you and me, and we just talk about topics. We did feel it be valuable to bring other people into the picture. So the long-term goal is to have other people joining us on the podcasts that we can talk to, that have an expertise in certain parts of either flight simming or real-world aviation, and that we can, you know, interview and they can share their experiences. And we hope that's going to be a bit more interesting than just the two of us talking about, you know, flying and our experiences, because at some point we're going to run out of things to talk about. So I do think that's to me, that's a very good idea, that we're going to bring in other people, different points of view, different opinions, different expertise, and therefore have, you know, a lively debate on this podcast.
Sounds good. But I think in the very first podcast, a little bit of us would be interesting for one or the other listener. As you already pointed out, you make your living in the A320. And yeah, maybe tell us a little bit about you, your background, and also how did you get into aviation?
Right. So it's a fairly long story, but I'm going to make it very short. Two reasons why it's long. First of all, not everything went my way. And secondly, I'm an old person. So I was born in Austria. I went to school, senior high school, did my military service. That's, you know, still one thing that's mandatory in Austria. Then I left Austria actually fairly young, and I've never been back. Not because I had bad experiences or anything like that. My childhood was really, really nice, but I always had the urge to explore the world. So I moved to the UK. I lived in the UK altogether for 20 years. I also spent some time in the US, in Canada, Southeast Asia. And now for 7 years, I've been living in Spain. The main reason why I moved around a lot is simply because I spent most of my life working in aviation. I started off as cabin crew, long haul and short haul, which was a great time. Unfortunately, after the events of September the 11th and the outbreak of the SARS virus at that time in 2002, I lost my job, and I spent some time outside of aviation, but always really tried to get back into the industry. It's just where I feel at home, and it's the industry that, I don't know, I just want to be in. It's where I feel most comfortable. It took a while, but I managed to get a job with a company that runs flight simulators, and that brought me into the world of even, you know, home desk flight simulators. Worked in that field for a while. On the side, did my pilot's license, became a commercial pilot, managed to get hired by a big international airline. They trained me on the Airbus A320 series, and I've been there ever since. Now logged a few thousand hours on the thing, and still very happy, very fortunate that this is my job. I still enjoy my work. Yes, it can be very stressful on certain days, and sometimes it's not easy. But all in all, I still feel incredibly privileged and fortunate that, you know, I was able to end up in the cockpit of a really nice big company that's very stable, and flying an Airbus, which to me, you know, we can discuss this in further episodes. But to me, Airbus is just the best manufacturer out there. I really don't want to fly anything else. So that's where I am, and that's where I plan to be until I retire, which is actually much closer than most people probably think. So that's my life story in a nutshell. So what about you? I mean, your life is obviously way more interesting than mine, at least in my opinion. You've done a lot of really incredible stuff. And I have to say, I really admire you for what you have achieved in your lifetime. So please tell us about your life.
I mean, first of all, this is an aviation podcast, so I keep myself a little bit. I mean, I also want to explore with this podcast a little bit a passion of mine, which set in already as a child. I was always motivated by my mother. She fostered this love for aviation from early on a little bit for bike rides to the local airfield here. It's Hohenems. And I later on, there was an unforgettable holiday with my father. It was around Lake of Constance and at the way home. So we drove Germany and then back Switzerland. We visited Zurich Airport, and there was a special area for visitors, and there was this observation terrace, I never forget. It offered me an up-close view. It was the mid-80s, and for me, the most impressive thing I've ever seen was this Boeing 747 of Swissair. There were a couple of them, and I mean, this was just, it was crazy. Now, after that, I don't know, I had the idea to become a pilot. Unfortunately, in school, it figured out that math and physics were absolutely not my cup of tea. So, I also, even so, I went later on into flight simulation and also details. Also, Stefan was a great help there in this field. But I still think that the ATPL it was not my career. Even so, yeah, and I also discovered that also in teenage year that I love sports and a lot of movement, but that's another thing. I stayed on the flight simulation path from early on. So with 13, I already began. Yes, I was flying the A320 at the Amiga 500, Stefan, but we can go more into these details on another episode, as you said. Later on, flew RC planes and also made a glider license, also thanks to my father, because without him, I wouldn't even have gotten there, you know, to the Styria, to flight school. I was 16 when I started my flight school at Styria to become a glider pilot. Then later on, I also earned my motor glider pilot license. But between this, something happened. I discovered my love for climbing. Certainly, I went, I also made an apprenticeship as an in an office, let's say it like this, as an office assistant or office administrator here in Austria. But I discovered a really, really love, and I also had a passion and a talent in it for climbing. And I decided to to try this on a professional way with, 19. Also, besides, became self-employed and went top 10 in the Climbing World Cup. This was in 2002. And then, I started writing books, wrote 7 books, started a podcast in 2007 together with a friend. It was PowerQuest CC, and it became, I think it's still the biggest German-speaking podcast in Europe when it comes to fitness and sports. So overall, I think I podcasted also for other podcasts over 850 episodes. I don't know, I still doubt that this number is, but it is true. And this is what I am. And since 2003, I also started coaching people who want to improve their physical and mental performance. And I had the privilege to also help some pilots to optimize their training, their mindset, and work with them on their nutrition. And information about this is also on the Aviation Quest CC homepage now. But, this is a very brief overview about me. I'm sure I forgot a couple of things. But, I also flew around the world, but not in the cockpit, as a passenger to the World Cups, to training camp. Yeah, it was, don't know. Yeah, I, as I said, I made a career in another field, but now I am here at the Aviation Quest to see and looking out for new adventures. And I want also here, my goal is to be a passionate interviewer. It's not about me, and it's about aviation, a passion of mine. I also kept always my love for it with the flight simulator. Also, this kept me, communicate or messaging with Stefan and brought us, I think, when did we started thinking about this project, Stefan? It brought us to the idea, I think, a half a year ago or something.
Yes. We need to explain, you and I, we went to school together when we were very young in Austria. That's how we met.
Middle school. Yeah, this was where I already... where it came clear, I am not Stefan.
Well, yes. Anyway, we were very different kids, but we got along really well. And when I moved away, we sort of lost touch, but I always sort of kept an eye on you. I love still reading the local newspapers and Austrian news media. And so I became aware of your, career, that you became one of the best climbers in the world, because there were newspaper articles about you. And then I saw your podcast, becoming one of the most successful podcasts. So I've always sort of kept an eye on you. I was always really impressed with what you achieved and still keep on achieving. But then I can't remember. I think you came to visit me in the UK at some point. And that's how it all started, because we spent an afternoon or almost a day together on the flight simulator. I was already a pilot at that time. And then we sort of kept in touch ever since. And you once presented me with this idea that you wanted to do a podcast about aviation because it's a passion of yours. And we've spent half a year now discussing and throwing out ideas and coming up with new ideas. And here we are. So let's see. I see it as an experiment. I hope people will enjoy it. I hope people will like it. Let's see where it goes, if it goes anywhere.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we are already working on getting interview partners behind the scenes, certainly. And here one more time, my invitations, please feel free to write us. If you think, hey, this is a cool podcast and it sounds pretty nice live on tape, and yeah, just share my story and motivate maybe people to get into aviation or to look at aviation maybe also from a different kind of view. If you are working in ATC or in maintenance, hey, just write us. We set up a time and an interview, and it's quite straightforward. And yeah, I think this is the goal of Aviation Quest to See. And this is also the reason for the subtitle Stories from Above. Stories from Above is not we.
No, absolutely not.
Not only we. No. Certainly we will also share about our experiences a little bit, but mainly it's about stories from above, from you. So this is really I'm asking you to write in. Would be great. Also, I think in Europe, to be a really, my idea with this podcast is really to make a lot of stories from above and maybe make something similar to PowerQuest CC. This would be my long-term goal, because I am also an old guy. Becoming also 49 in a few weeks. And yes, this would be really something I could see myself in for many, many years, because aviation and also the flight simulation, the friendship with Stefan, this is something I can see myself long-term in. And as I said, it also depends from the community. But if they think, let's try it, let's give it a try with some interviews, we will see. We are looking forward for the community response, and also think, let's build this up podcast by podcast.
Exactly. And what I would like to say is, obviously, like we said, we would really like to have other people on the podcast to keep it interesting and to cover different areas where maybe you and I are not that knowledgeable about, you know, maybe air traffic controllers or something like that. But having said that, if you have any questions that either Jürgen or I could answer, then please feel free to ask. I get a lot of questions as an airline pilot about my job, how to become a pilot, etc., etc. Jürgen has a lot of experience in general aviation, which is an area of aviation I know absolutely nothing about. I'm just an airliner guy through and through, so I fly by numbers, and Jürgen flies by the pants of his seats. So if you have any questions about that part of flying, you know, private pilot licenses, flying clubs, gliders, then Jürgen is the man. If you want anything to know anything about commercial flying, I will try to answer. So it's we are happy to you know, respond to any questions you may have, even if it has nothing to do with any guests. So this is the basic idea of the podcast. We want to interact with you. We want to discuss different topics. We would like to have interesting people here to talk to, so that if you are an aviation nut like we are, or if you're just interested in aviation, hopefully almost every episode there should be something of interest to you, and hopefully you will learn something a bit more about aviation when you listen to us. In fact, even I hope I'm going to learn new things by talking to all these people, because it's a huge topic and a huge industry. And, you know, even though I've been in it now for 2 decades, I still learn new things almost on a daily basis, because it's such a huge variety of people working in it, and you know, so many things happening. So yeah, this is the idea. This is what we're planning to do. I really hope it works out. I'm really looking forward to it. I love aviation, and I love talking about it and learning about it. And if that's your thing too, then hopefully this podcast will be, you know, your go-to item to fulfill that itch, if you want, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, about general aviation, I mean, what Stefan just pointed out, what I can give away as a motivational statement right away to get into flying gliders or even motor gliders. I mean, even though I dove into some math and physics later on, the advanced ones, to fly the big jets on the flight simulator, but to fly a glider or a motor glider, you don't have to be a genius in physics and math. Certainly you have to learn. There is also ground school, but it's certainly far away from an ATPL education. I think, Stefan, you will agree to this.
I don't know. I never went down the glider route. But just one thing, I think one thing that is very important: you do not have to be a genius to fly an airliner. In fact, no. I would argue, if I can do it, anyone can do it. I was never an amazing student. I was average. I think what it comes down to is simply determination. If you really want this, then you will have the motivation, and you need to turn that motivation into hard work. And unfortunately, there's just no other way around that. But if that's what you do, if you work hard, you study, 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 it's like with everything. Eventually, everything will fall into place. You do not need to be born with a special gift. Everything you need to know in order to fly an Airbus or a Boeing can be learned. So even if you're not that great at school, believe me, it's still doable. Obviously, you know, if maths is like really, really bad, there is a lot of maths and physics when you learn to become a pilot, and maybe brush up on that. But like, you know, you don't have to be a genius. You really don't. You just need to be dedicated and willing to learn. And if that's what you do and work hard, then eventually you will find your way into the cockpit of an airliner. It worked for me. It worked for my colleagues. They're just like me, you know, average guys that just worked really hard to make this happen. So it, you know, my motivational speech is on this podcast. If you really want to become an airline pilot, then I can't see any reason, maybe medical reasons, but apart from that, I don't see anything that could stop you from doing that. Yeah, so that's my point of view when it comes to commercial flying.
Yeah, and you have double no excuses when you listen to this podcast, because all I can say, all to become a glider pilot, and maybe we will find a flight instructor who will confirm this statement of mine. All it takes to become a glider pilot is a couple of weeks in the beautiful Austrian region, Styria. And there, yeah, you don't have to work hard. You have to fly, and you have to fly, and certainly you have to learn. But you will love flying. You will love learning. And after all, you will make it. Yeah. I just can say it like this. It's really so the effort in the, especially in the glider pass and the motor glider pass, are, yeah, maybe a flight instructor. I already got this on my wish list. Will already right now on our YouTube channel or on our email address, and we will make the next interview with him. This would be pretty, pretty interesting how it looks nowadays, because certainly my own my own glider education is late. What is this, what I have here? 1993, yeah, this is no more up-to-date information.
Yeah, I think this would be a really interesting topic maybe for one day, because I feel like when you become an airline pilot, it's all about numbers. It's all about memorizing procedures, memorizing, you know, words like commands and all sorts of things. The flying is really by the way, you know, the hand flying and stuff, because the computer will take care of most of the things. And when things go south, things go wrong, especially on the Airbus, the first thing we do is we switch on the autopilot and let it fly the aircraft so we can deal with the problem. I think
try this in a glider.
Exactly. But this is the point I wanted to make. I think when you fly gliders, it's all about the flying. It's pure flying.
Yes.
It's flying probably in its purest form, because everything you learn, all the experiences you gain, everything you need to understand and know how to operate a glider safely has to do with flying, aerodynamics. It has to do with thermals, with weather, all that stuff. So in that sense, I think maybe glider pilots have a better understanding of aeroplanes than airline pilots. This may get me into trouble, but because all you do is pure flying. Nothing else, you know? Of course, we also switch off the autopilot and fly by hand, but it's a very different experience, I think, to a glider pilot. I think one day I would love to go up in a glider just to see what it's like and just to see if I could do it, you know, if I could actually fly a thing without an engine and without all these computers assisting me. I probably would struggle a lot. Because it's a completely different way of operating an aircraft. But I think it'd be a really fun experiment. I do think both of these parts of aviation have their value and have their completely different ways of approaching the same thing. People may think, well, they both fly planes, and that's correct. But I think in terms of what you do as a pilot, I think this is the furthest apart you could be in a fixed-wing aircraft, glider, an Airbus pilot. I don't think you can get any further in terms of what it is like to fly, to operate that aircraft.
I think we have a pretty versatile aviation podcast here. And what I forgot to mention beforehand, I cannot take you with me anymore because I finished my real aviation or my general aviation career, so to say, after almost 189, to be exactly here, as a pilot in command in 206. But yeah, and focus on the flight simulation, and also my back then climbing career, but maybe once upon a time or in a few years, we will climb together in a cockpit. Let's see.
Yeah, it would be fun. It would be fun. I would definitely enjoy that, I think. I'm not sure if the instructor or if it's you would enjoy it, watching me struggling with the glider, but I know I would have fun. So yeah, just to slowly but surely bring it to a close. The idea is that we talk about aviation-related topics. I think you've hopefully heard that our backgrounds give us at least some expertise in this field. We're both big flight simmers, and even though I have a whole YouTube channel just dedicated to flight simulators, I do think it is a topic worth talking about, even on this podcast. A lot of real-world pilots, like the younger generation especially now, they use flight simulators at home to prepare for sim checks, to, you know, get to know other aircraft. It has become a very prominent part of pilots' lives. And to be fair, the technology has moved on to such a degree that I do think there's a lot of value in having a flight simulator at home. I myself...
It's awesome. Just an awesome hobby.
Yes, it is. It is much cheaper than flying for real. And, you know, I have a virtual reality headset and I put it on and I put myself into, I don't know, a fast jet like an F-18. And it just, the experience is just amazing, especially now with virtual reality. And the complexity of modern simulators is such that there's practically nothing those things can't do. If you really spend money on a very expensive aircraft that is fully modeled with all the systems, you know, properly simulated, you can literally do anything to that aircraft and it will always react just like the real thing. And that can be very valuable, especially if you want to go down the commercial route, because you can actually teach yourself anything you need to know about hydraulics failure, about electrical failures, about engine failures, all sorts of things. And you're at home, you're in your comfortable seat, there's no stress, and you can go through it step by step. You do it a few times, and before you know it, it becomes routine. As a matter of fact, I use flight simulators to prepare myself for my sim checks, which happen every 6 months. You know, we get a rough idea what to expect. So I go through all these failures here at home in my comfort zone. And I do feel much better prepared for my simulator check. So I do think flight simulators have now reached a point where they add a lot of value to real world aviation. And I think they do have found their place in the world of aviation. So I really want to talk about that as well, maybe latest developments, and maybe we can even talk to people that are from the industry. And I do think that's a topic I would like to explore a little bit more.
What I can add here is I love it. I love flight sim since I was a teenager. And I use it also as a tool for mental training, but this is also, I think, a topic for another episode. And yeah, I say one more time, please write us on YouTube or at aviation@aviation-quest.cc. And I think, Stefan, a great premiere episode is coming to an end, and we are looking forward for episode number 2 of Aviation Quest CC.
Absolutely, yes. So I hope it wasn't too boring, but we thought we need to start somewhere, and the start is basically talking about the podcast itself and just giving you a brief introduction about who it is you're listening to. So I think that's it, really. I can't think of anything else. Thank you very much, Jürgen, for taking your time out to talk to me. And I really look forward to the next one now.
Thank you, Stefan. Talk to you soon. And dear listeners, yeah, we will be back with episode number 2 maybe next week. Oh yeah, we plan to stay weekly online and to put on each week a new episode, Stefan. I think it's worth mentioning at the end.
Yes, absolutely. Plan is to have one podcast a week. Hopefully we can stick to that. It really depends on our schedules. We are both fairly busy at times, but this is the plan. So again, thank you, Jürgen. Thank you to all the listeners. If you're still listening, then well done. And like I said, it would be great to have you on board again next time.
Thank you for listening to Aviation Quest CC, Stories from Above. For more information about this episode and everything we do, visit our homepage, aviation-quest.cc. We appreciate your time and support, and we'd love to have you back for the next episode. Until then, stay safe, stay curious, and keep your passion for aviation flying high.